Drag Queens Launch Drag Pack Fundraiser to Motivate the LGBTQ Voter Base. By Neil Monroe on July 25, 2024. Men who make their living by pretending to be women have registered a political action committee, PAC, to educate, invigorate and motivate the LGBTQ voter base. Drag Pack is a collective of drag entertainers and seasoned queer professionals who have banded together to educate, invigorate and motivate the LGBTQ voter base, the group says at the Act Blue donations site. Watch, Mar, Drag Queen Story Hour is like behavior that borders on abuse. The goal is to create a community of empowered and informed citizens that participate in the democratic process, amplifying the values and issues that affect them as unique but equal American citizens. Every single vote counts, y'all, and if you're not casting yours, then you're letting someone else snatch the crown, said one of the activists, Kevin Akeem Burden. His stage name is Monet Exchange. How you vote matters, and it literally defines the future of not just the country, but your cities, your communities, and your people, said another performer with the stage name of Miss Peppermint. Did you know that there were 80 million people eligible to vote who did not vote in the last election? The launch video says. Watch video. The male drag queens are very different from men who claim to be transgender women. Most drag queens do not claim to be women but instead are professional crossdresser who mimic and satirize heterosexual women. Many feminists decry drag queens' raunchy portrayals of women. I feel very uncomfortable with this depiction of womanhood, which seems to me to be straight out of a porn movie, Julie Bindle wrote in 2022. But there is much overlap between drag and transgenderism. Many drag queens act as advocates for transgender policies. For example, some drag queens read pro-transgender books in libraries to the children of pro-transgender adults. The new PAC is expected to deliver funds to the Democratic candidates, including Vice President Kamala Harris. Watch, why are Democrats pushing drag queen performances and pornographic books for kids? Harris has repeatedly supported drag queens and the transgender cause, which wants the federal government to hide and ignore the biology-based distinctions between the two different, complementary, and competitive sexes. That cause has become increasingly unpopular since it was pushed into politics by President Barack Obama in 2016.